We good?
All right. So tonight is obviously our organizational meeting. We're going to start with some swearing in of newly elected board members. We have three: Mr. Hayes, Mr. Morris, Mr. Singletary. So I'm going to ask at this time if y'all would stand and take the oath of office from Mr. Summers there.
All right, if y'all just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear. That I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida. That I am qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state. And that I will well and faithfully perform at all times the duties of Liberty County School Board member on which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to call meeting of the Liberty County School Board to order. At this time, we'd like to elect a board chair, and then we'll turn the meeting over to the board chair. At this time, do I have a motion or a nomination from the floor for chair of the Liberty County School Board?
I'm going to nominate Mr. Hayes as chairman.
Okay. Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second made by Mr. Flowers, Ms. Bailey. Any other nominations? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries. Mr. Hayes, you have the floor.
Aye. I need a nomination.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to open with prayer and the pledge. Pledge by Mr. Petty. Pledge by Mr. Flowers.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be out here tonight. We thank you, God, for the blessings of life. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live and to be here today. And so, God, we pray right now as we take care of school business, as we do each month, God, we pray, Lord, for your great wisdom and discernment. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be in these leadership positions. Father, we know that your word says that you set up the governments and institutions of men. So, Father, we are grateful, Lord, that you have allowed us to be in these positions of leadership. Lord, help us to be good stewards of that. Lord, bless these new school board members as they serve another four-year term, God. I pray that you give them the wisdom they so desire, Father. Bless this board. Bless our school leadership, our schools, our students, our parents, our community, Father. And pray right now, Lord, that you just help us to enjoy Thanksgiving week. Thank you, God, for the time off. And, Lord, we just are indeed grateful for all the blessings that you have given us, Father. You are the source of all good things, and we are grateful to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next order of business, we need to elect a vice chairman. Have a nomination, vice chairman.
I nominate Ms. Bailey.
I'm second.
Any other nominations? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ms. Bailey. Next item E, need a motion to establish time, date, and place for regular school board meeting.
I make a motion we stay the same we are now. Same time, same place.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, need a motion to select official depository for 2022-2023 fiscal year, Centennial Bank. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Bailey. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G, need a motion to designate a newspaper publisher and circulating in the district as the official newspaper for 22-23 fiscal year, Calhoun Liberty Journal. We have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H, Need a motion to determine a fee charged to individuals requesting copies of public records, schedule of meetings, agendas, or notice of individual meetings for the 22-23 fiscal year, up to 15 cents per one sided copy, and no more than an additional 5 cents for each two-sided copy. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second who?
Secretary.
Secretary, Mr. Jason. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have any recognitions or presentation at this time? None?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
If I may, when will we be recognizing our volleyball?
So, I was going to mention that in my report.
Okay.
Hopefully the 8th, I think, is our next board meeting, or whatever it is.
Okay.
10.
Okay.
If basketball, we've got to work around basketball because a bunch of them play basketball.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
It's the 10th.
Is it the 10th?
10th.
Of December 13th?
It's the 8th that the county commission is going to recognize them. They're doing something special for them. So okay. It'd be the 13th, correct?
13th,
sorry.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item 3, public comment. Do we have anybody like to address the board tonight?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't reckon we have any. Next, item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
All right. Thank y'all for being here. I know it's fall break, and we typically, we try to combine these meetings, but by statute, we have to meet 2 weeks after the general election, so that is kind of non-negotiable. So every school board, every county commission meets today as they do organizational session, including our legislature. So just a few things here. Obviously, we won our state championship. That's a huge deal for us. I know many of y'all went. That was a great, great win for us over Baker. Not an easy win, but they had to work to get it, and they did it. They put the work in. Had a wonderful following from Liberty County down there at the championship game. Very proud. It was difficult. I got a little bit of kickback saying why we haven't played on Sunday. You know, they planned this well in advance. And they secure a venue, they secure officials, they secure all manner of support. This is just not, this ain't just like a weekend tournament at park. It's a big deal. And so, you know, one of the things in talking with the executive director was, you know, could we play it up here somewhere, you know? But at the end of the day, it was decided they wanted to do it down there. And so the games were going to be Friday and Saturday. We were supposed to play Friday and then the rest of them on Saturday. So they just made it Saturday and Sunday. I know that prohibited a lot of people from being able to come who were involved in their church activities and stuff. And that was unfortunate. And so, but I think they did a wonderful job in trying to accommodate and getting it done without much delay. I'm very proud of our schools who, as we recognized our veterans. We had to reschedule everything because of Hurricane Nicole. Everything had been planned for Thursday. I'd given y'all that schedule. So we had a lunch down at Toller. I know Jody was there. Doobie cooked. Thank you, Doobie, for cooking. Had a good time down there. Toller, and then that afternoon we did a service or a flag retirement ceremony at the high school, and that was very good. If you've never seen one of those, it's a very humbling thing to see how they dispose of old flags. So that's kind of become a tradition. I appreciate Doobie and for cooking. We had our school of the year, a teacher of the year, and employee of the year winners last week. I want to just thank Jeff and Renee for their work on getting that done. That was something that a previous employee had kind of taken under their wing, and so they did this, and I appreciate this. These are our winners, Crystal Strickland at Toller and Jana Moran, Cassie and Robin at Hossford, Lori and Renee at the high school, Renee up here at the county office, and then Tyler for transportation and maintenance, Tyler Sansom. So Jeff and I got to go around last Tuesday, and we gave some gifts away. Ferrovial gave $25 gift cards and all the little gift baskets that were produced. So I want to thank them. If y'all see Benny, y'all be sure to let them know. He would skin me if he knew I said that. They're always very humble and meek about their gifts, but I appreciate them for doing that. This was a continuation from last month. Sean and Bob, the pole barn company up the road on 12,
They want to give us a pole barn. Since our last meeting, Florida Power has agreed to donate the wire from the transformer, so they're going to come put a transformer. I know the issue was the location. Was it going to be cost prohibitive? Florida Power is going to pay for the wire. They're going to pay for the labor to put it in the ground and to run it. Duncan Rudd is going to donate his electrical services to wire the building. Bulldog Club's going to pay for the concrete for the floor. All we'll have to do is pay for the conduit for the wire to go in. And I'm still trying to solicit some donations for that. Conduit's going to run you about $2,000. So it's a far less than what we'd originally anticipated if we'd had to pay for all those things. And it kind of gets it where we want it. So,
what size conduit do they need?
2-inch.
Let me see if I can find something.
Okay, 2-inch conduit. So about, I think, 500 feet. So that was what we got. I've got a couple of my old vendors in the pool business I've tried to reach out to, and coming in Thanksgiving, they're kind of shutting down for the week. So I told them they needed to help a brother out. So trying to get them to do that. So if we need to put that as an agenda item as far as the location, I still want to put that. School wants to put it. The coaches want to put it there south of the end zone, the practice field. And it'll be more centrally located. We want to keep a mower in there that's going to service. We don't have that mower yet, but we want to get a mower in time that's going to service the softball field, football field, and baseball field. And keep that down there. We'll have it secured and all of that. Bulldog Club will do all the inside work. So that's if by consent, I would love to, let's go ahead and tell them to come on because they're ready to do it. But if we need to put that as an agenda item and vote on it,
let me ask this question.
Yes, sir.
We put a building down there. Is that including closing in the building, or is that just roofing structure?
Pole barn concrete.
It's pole barn and concrete, yes, sir.
No walls.
No walls. Bulldog Club's indicated they would kind of take it from there and do some, you know, whatever they want to partition it off. They're going to have an area locked for the mowers and stuff. So but it will be that regardless of where you
They're going to have to close it in.
You got to close it in, part of it. At least, you know, one of the bays, I don't know how many bays there will be created.
And Bulldog Club's going to do that? Or?
That is my understanding, that they would help with that.
And the only thing we have to worry about is the 2-inch conduit.
We just got to get the conduit.
Foot.
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding.
I'm just going to be clear. The 500-foot conduit, is that for one? Is the 2-inch going to carry all the wire that goes out there? We got to buy that three times, that footage. Does it turn into 1,500 foot?
Yeah, it'll carry it all.
The 2-inch will carry it all?
Yes, sir. Because what they're going to do is they're going to put a conduit and they're going to feed a transformer down there. So we don't have to pull all the different wires. They're actually going to set a transformer right by the building and heat that transformer up from their pole where it's up by the highway. They're actually going to set another pole, come down the side of the pole under the ground to the transformer down there, and he said 2 inches is all they need.
Okay.
One run.
So Florida Power has been very gracious. Kevin reached out to them. Sean and Bob reached out to them as well, so they're helping us.
We're talking about plastic
conduit? We're good customers. Yeah. We spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
We're talking about plastic conduit?
Yeah, gray schedule for you.
Plastic electrical conduit. He said one run of it would be all he needed. He could get the transformer. The reason I'm saying that, I was out there with him when they was going through all this.
So 25 sticks.
Buried in the ground. All we had to do was get it buried, get electrical tape on top of it under the ground, 6 to 12 inches under the ground for the tape. At least 24 inches down for the conduit. But one trench run and one lay of conduit, and then they can go to work.
Okay. By consent, can we go ahead and put it at that location? If not, if y'all want to put that as an agenda item, we can do that.
I'm okay with it going there if
okay.
I'm
yeah.
talking.
Right, exactly. We didn't want it to be cost prohibitive.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep, gotcha. Okay. We have a district advisory meeting on December the 1st in the boardroom. Obviously, your attendance is always welcome at
Mr. Petty, what time is that?
9:30? Yeah, 9:30. Sorry, I didn't put that in there. 9:30. New market tax credit update. Eric and I have been talking weekly. We have the interested CDE is a lady who he has worked with before. She is wanting to fund our project, the hospital project, and one other project. She got a huge award that was awarded in the 1st of November. She is coming for a site visit and probably within the next 2 weeks and wants to close immediately. The good thing about that is we can use a lot of the same paperwork. We have the nonprofit set up. All that stuff's done. We just have to kind of go in and rename a few things, but that's a good thing to do. She's looking at right now about $7 to $8 million. The first one was a $5 million deal. This one would be a $7 to $8 million. So we're probably looking at about $850 for funding. One of the things that what we're using for the project would be the field house, and we're talking about making that a multi-use building and expanding our allied health programs at the high school. We don't know what all that's going to look like, but obviously if we get the funding to finish that, be able to use that, make that more of a multi-purpose room where it's not being used just in the fall for the football team, we can use that to expand our allied health program and possibly a CNA program down the road and put some stuff in there for sports training, sports medicine. That she was very interested in that. I wrote a narrative for her, gave her pictures, and she was blown away, said we were the number one project on her list that they're wanting to fund. So it's kind of somewhat of a done deal, but there's nothing been signed. But when they come and make a site visit, it's pretty much, we've given them all the information that we have, and the fact that we have qualified before as a rural project. What happened, the very thing that Eric said would happen here. A bunch of CDs went to other places and they went rural enough, they got turned down. So ours is perfectly a rural project. FADS conference, last board meeting, y'all approved me to go to the superintendent FADS conference. Obviously, Hurricane Ian had different plans, so I did not attend that. But the next one, which is a joint conference with the School Board Association, I mentioned that last month, will be next week. And so that's what's on the agenda for the training. So I didn't go in the one in November. Strategic plan update. I emailed this. It was part of the board packet, and I printed it out. It didn't print as beautiful as it looked on my computer screen. This is still a little bit of a draft. I'm going to ask y'all, kind of tell you a little bit what I've done through our OPAGA review and our Cognia review. One of the things they asked us to do was to be a little bit more specific. So as far as the information here, about 70% of the information is from the existing strategic plan. One of the things that we've added, or to make it a little bit more user-friendly or a little more infrastructure to it, is to state a clear objective. And this is one of the outcomes of OPAGA and Cognia, is to do an objective, an outcome, a strategy, and then give a time frame, and then add some accountability. Who's responsible? Obviously, this is a living document. It's going to change as our needs change. What I don't want to happen, I told y'all before when I first kind of created this, is I don't want something to say, okay, we done it, check the box, and we never look at it again. This is something about every other board meeting I want us to look at. I've taken some things off. One of the things being the half-cent sales tax. Obviously, that didn't pass, so I've taken that off of here. I've added a few things. Some outcomes have changed as far as, but it's still within these six things. Do I think this thing will grow in the next year or two? Probably will, but I don't want to put 15 strategic objectives and not be very good at any of them. I'd rather look at big picture, and these are the six most important things that we've talked about as a school board, even from my time as a school board member, some things that we're very passionate about, but things that are very important: instructional leadership, academic achievement, financial management, school safety, facilities, and student transportation. There are other things that will fall under some of these things. But I would just ask y'all to look over that, and it's a little bit of a different format. Probably next month I'll have something that will have about 5 pages that will have these broken down a little bit more. But I wanted to give you the update here with those broken down as in objective, outcome, strategy, time frames, and accountability. Obviously, I brought this up at the last district advisory meeting for them, for their input as well. I'll do that at the December meeting as well. So Anything that you feel like is an important thing that you want to discuss, we can absolutely put that in there. This is not a be-all, end-all document. It's just something for us to work at to make sure that we're doing what we're saying we're going to do from a strategic planning process. Lastly, congrats to Boo, Jason, and Doobie as y'all begin a four-year term. Doobie, this is another four-year term. Boo, it's another four-year term. For Jason, it's his first full four-year term. So I'm proud for y'all, excited to have y'all here, and just excited about your role as a board member for the next 4 years for Ruby County. I hope y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for y'all, thankful for y'all and our relationship, y'all's service to our county and kids and community. Any questions? All right.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item number 5, additions, corrections to the agenda. Item A, need a motion to add emergency item 10A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, need a motion for corrections to action item 10P and 10R, subject only. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion for additions to action item 10T. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 6, approve agenda. Need a motion to approve agenda for November 22nd, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, item A, we need a motion to approve October 11th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, consent items. Item A, need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for October 22, financial statement for October 22, budget amendments October 22, and we've got a budget amendment 445-01. Bills and payrolls for October 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve November 22, 2022 personnel consent table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion to approve November 2022 outer field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve November 22 updated sublist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 9, action items. Item A, need a motion to approve a resignation submitted by Jackson Summers Law Firm, PA, to be effective December 31st, 2022. To have a motion?
Motion,
Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, Jackson, you've done a great job. It's been my pleasure working with you. I know this whole team has enjoyed working with you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Jackson, I wish you well on what you got in plan store. I think you're going in the right direction, buddy.
Yes, sir. I can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve drop request of Sharon Austin, teacher at Liberty County High School, effective August 1st, 22, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than July 31st, 2007. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion to approve disposition of property. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve travel expenditures in the amount of $1,100 from Ms. Melanie King, Finance Director, to attend the 22 FSFOA conference to be held November 14th through the 17th in Orlando, Florida. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve travel expenditure in the amount of $1,337.17 for Superintendent Petty to attend the SFBA THAAD's 77th Annual Joint Conference to be held November 29th through December 2nd, 2022 in Tampa, Florida. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, PAC, Skyward IS Court School District Agreement commencing on July the 1st, 2020, and continuing to July the 30th, 2023. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item G, need a motion for my virtual classroom contract agreement amendment. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item H, need a motion to approve Title V, Part B, Subpart 2, Rural and Low-Income School Programs, RLSI, Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7/1/22 of 6/30/2023. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve Title I, Part D, Subpart 2, Neglected and Delinquent Youth, NND, Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7/1/22 through 6/30/23. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item J, need a motion to approve intensive after school and weekend academies project award notification for program period the 9/13/22 through 9/30/2024. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item K, need a motion to approve targeted mathematics grant and STEM experimental activity project award notification for program period of 8/10/22 through 9/30/24. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, L, need a motion to approve Liberty County School District bus replacement project award notification program period of 7/1/22 through 6/30/23. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item M, need a motion for parental involvement plans for 22 through 23 school year for Hosford Elementary, Junior High School, Liberty County High School, and W.R. Toler, K through 8. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item N, need a motion to approve 2023-24 STEM Early College Program Agreement between Chipola College Board of Trustees and Liberty County School Board. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item O, need a motion to approve the following updated job description: guidance counselor, teacher, teacher adult education, teacher alternative school, TSA information technology, TSA staffing specialist. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion?
Yeah, Jeff, how many more of these do we have to do? I know this is going to be ongoing, but I mean, is it like a...
I think I just have to do the school admin. We've done the admin here, we've done non-instructional, and then new instructional, so just got to look at like the school admin if we want to. And some of it's just consolidating and updating some of the language. Some of them still have some old language.
Yeah. So we're looking at probably a dozen more of these?
About three more.
Three more.
It's probably been about 10 years.
Oh, I know it's been a long time.
A lot of them had director of administration, which is now the assistant superintendent. Yeah, so there was updates like that, and then some for like, an example would be like with Lynn, her position as a volunteer. So with any of them, I let them review them and like, what's obsolete, what do we not do, what do we do? So they gave some feedback too, just so we can be up to date and current, because I want to post them on our district website. Just have our job descriptions.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, P. Need a motion to approve to create the following position to be paid from the intensive after school and weekend academics grant. All positions will begin in January and expire with the spring 21st CCLC program completion. 10 teachers positions, 5 at Toler, 5 at Hosford, at 1.25 hours per day, M through H, to align with all 21st century CCLC operation days to be paid at the teacher's hourly rate. 2 lead teacher positions, 1 at Toler, 1 at Hosford, at 1.25 hours per day, N through H, to align with all 21st CC operation days to be paid at the teacher's hourly rate. 1 district support position, 20 hours a month, January through May, to be paid at the employee's hourly rate. 1 district administration position, 20 hours a month, January through May, to be paid at the employee's hourly rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, Q. Need a motion to approve to create the following positions to be paid from targeted mathematics STEM grant beginning in January for the remainder of the 22-23 academic year and the 2023-24 academic year. 2 lead teacher positions, 1 at Toler, 1 at Hosford, 3 hours per week to be paid at the teacher's hourly rate to support targeted math interventions. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, R. Need a motion to advertise the following positions to be paid from the intensive after school and weekend academic grant. All positions will be in January and expires with the spring 21 CC program completion. 10 teachers positions, 5 at Toler, 5 at Hosford, 1.25 hours per day, M through H, to align with all 21st CC operational days to be paid at the teacher's hourly rate. 2 lead teacher positions, 1 at Toler, 1 at Hosford, 1.25 hours per day, M through H, to align with the 21st CCL operation days to be paid at the teacher's hourly rate. 1 district support position, 20 hours a month, January through May, to be paid at the employee's hourly rate. 1 district administration position, 20 hours a month, January through May, to be paid at the employee's hourly rate. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, S. Need a motion to advertise for the following positions to be paid from targeted mathematics STEM beginning in January for the remainder of the 22-23 academic year and the 2023-24 academic year. 2 lead teacher position, 1 at Toler, 1 at Hosford, 3 hours per week to be paid at that teacher's hourly rate to support targeted math interventions. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, T. Need a motion to approve for proposal for a school board attorney to represent the Liberty County School District. Have a motion?
Mr. Chair, can I just interrupt real quick?
Yes, sir.
So since the agenda went out, we have an alternative RFP. Jody worked on one, very similar to the first one. And so she and I have been talking this afternoon. There were some things that, and again, this is the only position, as I sent y'all an email, this is the only position that y'all hire. I don't make a recommendation. Y'all have to do it. So the process needs to be something you're comfortable with. There were a few things in here that needed to be added as far as some dates and all. So if y'all want to make a, if y'all want to look at those, if you want to make a motion to accept one and then amend, however you want to do that, there's actually two. If y'all, if I know y'all probably looked at the first one coming into the meeting. If y'all want to take a minute and look at the second one, you have probably not seen that one. However you want to do that.
And I can also answer any questions you may have on the second one. Basically, I went to and found one from Hamilton County that mirrored the one, the original one that Mr. Petty had sent us. Changing it up a little bit, allowing for some questions and answers to be asked that we've kind of not done in the past. That's in the timeline of events. I think Melanie sending those questions back to Melanie. So she's over there looking at what she wants to tell me. Yeah, it's not bad. It's really not bad. And, you know, depending on how many potential vendors we have bidding on this thing. Outlining the opening. The evaluation and criteria did not change from the one that we received originally. Left the evaluation criteria in there. The contract period, that was one of the questions I had. The provider, currently, what is your contract right now? What's your period right now, Jackson?
I think that it is written to be open-ended, and it just provides that either side can terminate, you know, on certain notice.
So we don't have a official contract period for you, like
1 year? I think
just
automatically renews unless somebody notifies them.
Well, the one that I sent out was the actually one we used when Jackson applied. So
and
that was in place.
I believe this is the same language that's in.
It is.
I just rolled that back into the. And then, you know, by statute, we're supposed to have renewals in there if we're going to intend on renewing. And basically, this one says for 3 additional contract periods, which contract period, according to this draft, is 2 years. So, again, you know, it's up to the board what we all want to do, if we want to, allow it to be renewed. Are we going to renew it? We could renew it for 2 years. We could renew it for 1 year, or, you know, we could do it for a 3-year period and then renew it for 1, 1, and 1, or it's kind of up to you guys what you want to do. But we need to decide as a board.
Yeah, could we do it that way?
Well, we need to state what that renewal period is going to be, potential renewal period. We have to state that. So I don't know.
I say over 2 years.
2 years?
That's what I'd.
You're still going to have a piece in there where you got 60-day notice or whatever.
We'll have termination clauses in it. I mean, there'll be termination clauses in our contract. So, but again, that's just something. And then another thing that was added in here that I did add, because we see it a lot, is when we contract, majority of the time, if we reimburse for any travel, and Kyle said, you know, there's not really been any travel that's been charged back, but there's a statute that outlines how much we can be reimbursed. So I incorporated that language into this bid, this RFP, that if they do travel, then they'll be reimbursed at the rate that the state allows for our statute. I think it's 112, but don't quote me on that one. Do you know what statute it is, Jackson?
No.
I think it's 112, like I said. It's been a long time, so I looked it out. And added some attachments, non-collusion affidavit, which I think is pretty standard, and then insurance requirements. And I've also asked Kyle to have, is it Bill Harris?
Bob
Harris, mm-hmm. Review this as well. So if we need to table this, You know, if we're not, if the board is not comfortable with approving the draft as it is, you know, just laying it out there.
So this would be my advice to y'all. Y'all can look at this tonight, make whatever changes. It doesn't give you a lot of time tonight, and I'm okay with that if y'all need a little extra time to look at that. A couple things that's missing from the RFP is the questions. If you remember when we did contractors, if somebody had questions, we could answer that, and then we put those answers on our website. A couple of the dates that we looked at is December the 6th for questions being due, and then those questions would be put on the website on December 9th. So that would be an add-on to this RFP. If y'all want to us to, if you need some more time to review this one, I think that's fine. It's yours. It would probably just kind of shift everything a month, being that we have the holidays in December. I think if we got tight for legal services, we've got Bob Harris who could help us if we were in a tight. I don't anticipate. I think that's fine. I don't think we're going to be in trouble if we had to go another month. It puts us, I think, Jackson, your resignation is effective at the end of December?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so right now, he's already would not be in play. We would not have an attorney for January, even doing it this thing. That was as quick as we could do it. But if y'all want to table it tonight, let's put it back up there. Gives us some time to vet it a little bit. We can do it and let them start March 1st and just adjust this time accordingly. But it's whatever y'all direct me to do.
I think we need to have it right.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to have it, you know, before it was just we're on a, you know, going by scale. That's it. You know, what are you
right.
judging at?
Can I ask a question to the board? Has anybody seen this draft that we're looking at right now?
You're not the
motion. I just added.
Okay.
Renee added it.
I'd like to make a motion that we table this.
Good idea.
I'll second it.
Ms. Bailey's made a motion to table it.
Because, Mr. Harris has not had an opportunity
right.
to look at it. Melanie's not had an opportunity to probably even look at the timeline to make sure,
she'll
you know, we've got to make sure everybody's going to be here for evaluations.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's something we need to table.
I will have a motion to table by Ms. Bailey, second by Mr. Morris. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's tabled. Item U.
Need to table that.
Yeah, we need to table that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I need a motion to table item U.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item table. Item B. Need a motion to approve updated 2022 strategic plan. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item W, need a motion to approve out-of-state travel for students on the wrestling team to attend McCallin Invitational in Chattanooga, Tennessee, December the 8th through the 11th of 2022. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item X, need a motion to approve out-of-state travel for students on the wrestling team to attend Patriot Scramble in Homewood, Alabama, December the 20th through the 21st, 22. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown, were you wanting to say anything?
I just see if you had any questions about why we travel. Yeah, all the kids are paid for their rooms and travel there. We don't raise enough for the families, but if they want to come, they can. Of course, we make all the out-of-town tournaments optional, so if they can't afford it or they can't make it, and the parents don't want them to go without them because they want to be there to watch Johnny, then they don't have to go, but I think everybody's agreed they want to. These are just bigger tournaments, so you'll get more notice from college coaches, most of them, especially the McCauley tournament's huge. I think there's 71 teams and coaches will be there, so They'll get the exposure, you know, I think 9 out of the 39 teams there are nationally ranked. Most of them are state champs in their state, so it's good exposure for them. We've got them covered, like I say. They don't have to pay for the parents. I don't have that covered, but all the kids are good to go.
How many kids do you guys that generally travel?
7 this year so far, yeah.
How many do you have last year?
4.
I thought you had a lot
it's
more.
It's a gang of 3. We had our first preseason Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. We only wrestled 5 out of my 2 set out. But the other 5 wrestled. I think we only lost 2 matches. So it was 7 or 8 and 2. So.
Good.
Not bad.
Good.
Still, I just want to. Of course, most of them first year just started, so.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that, too.
Oh, hey, okay, no problem.
Yes.
It's bleeding me dry, but it's hard to work.
You got Trevor.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10, emergency item. Need a motion to approve Master Service Agreement MSA and Statement of Work SOW-1 effective November 22 through 2022 between Channel Bound LLC and Liberty County School Board. Have a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11. Need a motion to approve first reading of Policy Manual Update Volume 23, Number 1, June 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second,
Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. School Board Member Items, Mr. Flower.
Now, I'd like to congratulate our volleyball team, but also the girls' basketball team is 2-0 right now, so I think they're going to have probably one of the better basketball teams that's ever been in Liberty County. So,
been a while, for sure.
I encourage everybody to get out and support them. And let's all have a happy Thanksgiving. Accident. Free.
Yeah.
Plenty of food. See everybody back after Thanksgiving. That's all I got.
Miss Jody?
Just want to congratulate volleyball. Being with the girls, I was at the hotel with them. The way they act, the way they carry themselves, we have something to be proud of in Liberty County. Our kids, you know, when they walk in somewhere, they're respected. And that means more to me than just, you know, me winning. Really, because I mean, I was just so proud of the way they acted. And thank you, Kyle, for giving the pregame little pump up there and prayer. And Nancy, and you know, Nancy, I thought Nancy was going to get up there and cheer for a little bit.
She anyway, ready to headbutt somebody.
Yeah, she was fired up. But anyway, if you see Nancy, just thank her for her little encouragement there. And I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. See ya. Thank you.
I'd like to thank, like I say, volleyball team, doing a good, great job. And I'd like to thank my board members for allowing me to serve as chairman for another year. Appreciate that. Thank y'all. And I'd like to just say, you know, November's been real busy. I've seen a lot of the staff, administration people, school board members out working here and there and in the community. And it's just been great, guys. And thank all y'all.
Yeah.
Mr. Singletary?
Y'all won't believe this, but I want to say congratulations to the volleyball team.
Let's go, volleyball.
And our community. It was like being at a home game. It wasn't. Everybody was there, you know, just like walking in our gym. But a bunch of good girls, and I think they may win a softball championship, too. So that would be even more awesome.
Yes, sir.
And have a happy
Thanksgiving,
everybody.
Mr. Morse?
Well, I'm going to follow suit, but add a little to it. I think the girls done something that's just barely nobody around is going to cop stud in this area very often, besides maybe Sneed's did it 9 times. First time for Liberty County girls, got to give them kudos. But we also had two of our LC graduates that played for a national championship. This is during the same time, Minneapolis, Kyle's daughter, Evie, and Swanee. And they came up a little short, but I'm going to tell you what, they were playing some very...
Best of the best.
Very, when you're playing for the national championship, yeah, the better. Also, the all the grants that you see come through here, I just want to say thank y'all. I do a lot of work. A lot of work. Without those grants that y'all get going, we're all on Kyle, and he's in trouble.
And the finance. The money has to run through there.
That's what I'm saying. It goes unnoticed sometimes by a lot of people, but you keep the wheels going, and I just want to say I appreciate all y'all do. That means a lot. Thank you. Hope everybody has a very safe Thanksgiving. I know Jody's going to eat too much, but we all should be
really?
Fine.
Jody, see?
I will.
I'm so picked on.
I'll admit to it. I will.
I'll tell y'all this one funny story before we close. I got a text the night of the thing of Eddie Dixon, who's former superintendent of Holmes County, works for Culpeper now. He sent me a text, says, I know you're so proud of your daughter, Kaylee, and winning a state championship. Says, I know you're one more proud daddy. So I thought it was pretty hilarious. Sent it to me while we're doing the greeting when they came home in the bus. So I go over to Corey and Mary and Rocky and all of them and Heather, and I show them the text, you know. Next thing you know, they gave me her truck payment and her insurance payment. So if you're going to be her daddy, you got to pay for it. So, yeah, we got a good laugh out of that.
That's all I got, Mr. Duke.
All right. We need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, second. Ms. Jody. That was quick. Meet adjourn. Sleeping down.
I don't know, but we got to do something.